Whether you're ready to or not, it might be time to start thinking about the process of what you're going to do when you retire. Hey, I'm Susan Littlefield with the American Ag Network. We're on location at the National Association of Farm Broadcasting Convention taking place in Kansas City, Missouri. Sitting down with me, Mark Stock. Of course, Mark is with Big Iron Auctions. And Mark, let's talk about that. The thought of retiring, I think, scares the bejeebers out of people, but they got to start having that conversation earlier than when it's too late.
Yes, and the message that I would like to give everybody out there is life after your retirement sale. We've had so many retirement sales over the 41-plus years of business here, and going to see some of the sellers, Susan, that we have had their retirement sale, they say, you know what, it was very tough, it was emotional. The process was easy, but the decision was terrible because they didn't know what was going to be next and they still needed to have a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, a couple months after their sale, when the machinery's all been moved off the farm place, they have plenty of things to do. You know, their neighbors will ask them to come over here and maybe pull an anhydrous tank for them for 2 weeks out of the year or something. The wife has always wanted to do a little traveling and go see this sight and that sound, and that takes up a lot of their time. And the next thing you know, they wish they would have retired a couple years earlier.
Right.
So there is life after making that decision to retire. It does get easier.
So let's talk about that process. They've sat down as a family and they've decided now is the time that they're going to retire. What do they need to do in preparation after making that initial phone call to you guys?
Well, you know, once that decision is made, we will basically take care of everything for them. But there's so many components mm-hmm. to having a successful sale. And today, the media world and the marketing has changed dramatically from the 20 years ago, you know, where the newspaper ads aren't near as important as getting out a video on social media.
Mm-hmm.
Those little things that people can scroll through on their phone to attract them to their equipment, the use of SEO and search engine optimization for people all across the country to find the tractors and the combines and the planters that they want to sell is different. And our company has been around long enough to know, and we have some of the brightest Silicon Valley people. In fact, one of our chief programmers comes from Amazon, right? So they know how to make sure everybody can find the items that they're looking for. But make that decision, and we will walk them through the preparation side of having a sale, from getting the equipment cleaned up and lined up, for photographs, for videos, for telling the story. If you tell us plenty in advance, we actually have the reps that will go out there when the planter's going through the field. They'll mount a camera and they'll show it in operation. It's just like a little production thing. It's
nice.
We have people that I call them all the time my mini Steven Spielbergs.
There you go.
You know, they're just trying to put together a little bit of story about this particular family. The family stories and the legacies that they have is a phenomenal tribute to them as they've given their life to the food, the fiber, and the fuel that they produced. And we like to help them through that process.
Well, and I'm thinking your videos kind of help them move into retirement as well, because they can go back and watch and see what they have done and the legacy that they're giving to somebody else.
Yeah, it's a keepsake. It really is. It's not just a still picture. It's an actual video when they're walking in and out of the cab of the combine or up the tractor or, you know, making an adjustment on the planter. So all those things are important. And, of course, when we do the public inspections, because people mm-hmm. still, some people want to come and look at it, even though the average piece of machinery on Big Iron sells more than 405 miles from
wow.
the place of origin. So it goes all over, and that's because of the big reach of over 830,000 registered bidders right now. Just a large crowd watching our auction site on a weekly basis. But all of that little video footage that we put together is then put together as an accumulation at the end as a remembrance piece for them. So that's just some of the stuff that we do for a lot of the sellers, and it helps, you know, Thanksgiving next year and at Christmas the year after that, they can pull that up on their computer, on their big monitors, and they can share that with their family. It's kind of fun.
Well, let's talk about the buyer side of it, because somebody might be looking for, you know, a 1066, which are hard to come by right mm-hmm. now for sale. You guys, again, you talk about your search engines. They can just go in to your website, look for what they're looking for, and you can help track them down.
Yeah, that's part of what makes it easy for people to be on our site. I mean, our site has, the average person visits our site for 12 minutes, Susan. That's mm-hmm. I mean, it don't sound like long if you're a farmer looking, but your average website, most people don't stay on it for less than a minute. So the average people on BigIron.com are there for 12 minutes searching. But our search component is relatively simple. You type in an IHC 1066, any 1066 that we're selling mm-hmm. is coming up on the screen. We also have auction results, so you can open up the auction results tab and do the same thing. Type in IH 1066. You'll see all the history of all those tractors that we have sold. But we like to provide as much information about these items with good, solid descriptions, serial numbers, phone numbers of the owners if it's just a onesie-twosie item, because there's a lot of people that have three or four items right now that they're not using. We didn't have the greatest year in ag commodity prices, right? So they might need a little extra cash to get that land payment made. So they're selling one or two or three items they haven't used for 2 or 3 years. Well, we put the phone number of that owner attached to that item, because when a seller is able to talk to a buyer and a buyer is able to contact and connect with that seller, mm-hmm. they get more comfortable and more confident. And what does a confident bidder do? They usually will spend more money for that item. And we have trucking companies that we can help arrange freight and transportation, that stuff. So as a buyer, we have a lot of services that we provide for these people that want to buy good quality, well-represented equipment.
There's another side of Big Iron that folks might not know, and that's your livestock side. That is one area that is growing quite quickly for you guys.
Exponentially. And we have a great guy, Pat Cruzy, and his team run up that livestock division. They have over 800 bred heifers selling here the week before Thanksgiving, and they're all represented once again with videos by the cattle producers themselves. They're telling them all about their pedigrees of the animals that they have, the bulls, where they come from. They're AI, they're synchronized, the soundness of their feet, their bodies, and everything mm-hmm. about their herds. And what a lot of the repeat sellers are telling us is that they are in the a rotational thing where every year they sell off so many of their heifers, and they're exposing to a brand new market they never even knew existed. We're selling animals in Colorado. They're going to Arkansas. They're going to Minnesota. They're going to Iowa, you know, and if they would take it to the local sale barn, they go within 50 miles of their local sale barn. So that is growing relatively fast. And once again, it's the size and scope of the exposure that the Big Iron modeling is bringing to all those sellers.
So where do they need to go?
They need to go to BigIron.com, BigIron.com, and go to that website. If you have something to sell, you just click on I have something to sell, a tag on the top, or else you can call us at 1-800-WE-SELL-8.
All right. Mark Stock joining us right here in Kansas City at the NEFB convention. I'm Susan Littlefield.